You know, when we used to have, originally, the holy days we had were on the lunar calendar, but God's Day was always January the 1st. And it's just, I just remember the first time I went to a holy day in New York. Because, like, I met the church way out in Oakland. And I was just, you know, I was Oakland with Oakland, and then I joined the national fundraising team. I mean, we were just moving around the country. We were just moving from town to town, city to city all the time. And after about, like, 2.5 years of that, so I was like, let's go to New York. It's your God's Day. And I was like, you know, there's a hotel. We had the hotel in New York. But New York is such a zoo. You know, it's like you park somewhere and you walk and like within like a block or 2 blocks.
No place to park.
Yeah, I mean, there's people smoking dope. There's people selling dope. There's women selling themselves. There's all this stuff going on. And then, you know, you go in the front door and there's just this crush of people. You know, and it's like brothers and sisters from like all over the world, and people like I joined with like 2.5 years ago, I haven't seen them in 2 years. Oh, hey! And then somebody goes, oh, Tony, you know, you're just meeting all of these people, you know? And then I just like remembering stuff like when we go into the ballroom, like for the midnight prayer. You know, I just remember because I just thought, I mean, I was up in my room and I just thought, oh, you know, midnight prayer, so I'll come down at 11:30, right? Well, I didn't know there were people who were going to be there, like, waiting there, like, 2 or 3 hours ahead of time so they could be in there. And by the time I got there, the entire ballroom was full. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think if you have chairs in that ballroom, because half of you is about 1,000, maybe 1,000, maybe 1,200.
Second floor, right?
Yeah, the second floor ballroom. We didn't use chairs,
right?
Because you can put more people in. They were like 3,000 people in that room.
Yeah.
By the time you're finished, you've moved up so many times, and you're sitting here, and there's like somebody here, somebody there, you got your notebooks, you know?
Right.
You want to raise your plate, and somebody take your plate right there. You cannot put your...
Yeah. Or somebody, you know, there's a piece of carpet about this big, and somebody goes, oh, is somebody sitting there?
I got to check my legs, I go between two bodies.
I have kind of made a little space around you.
I've
never been able to.
Yeah, but if you sit down like this.
Right.
You have more space. If you sit down like this, then
out of room. You're stuck.
Yeah. I just remember like standing in the back, because I was barely inside the room. I was just like right, the door was like right there. But it's like, you know, it's just like there's dead silence, like everybody's just praying and meditating as we're waiting for midnight to come, you know. And then, you know, True Father comes in, and Colonel Hawk is there, and he's like, he's looking at his clock, and he counts down. And then at the stroke of zero, like, you hear Father begin to pray.
Wow.
Just, yeah, quietly, not loudly, but kind of quietly, just like him talking to God. And I'm in the back of the room, and I can hear all the people outside. Like on midnight, everybody starts screaming and yelling and honking horns and making all kinds of noise, and all that's going on out there. And inside, it's just so calm and so quiet. It's so just totally focused on God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just that contrast was just so... so sharp, you know, so deep for me. It was just like everybody's celebrating. I mean, it's like, how do you begin a new year? And most people are thinking, you know, it's just like, oh, you want to be as drunk as you can, you want to be as happy as you can, make as much noise, you know, kiss somebody, and mm-hmm. all this stuff. But, you know, okay, but it's like, here we are, just like totally focusing on it. And I think that was something that you really explained to people. Because, you know, I was just saying, no, we dedicate the first day of the year to God. We dedicate the first moment of the first day to God. And we spend the whole day that way. And that was where I learned quite a bit about holy days. Part of it was like, I was in the back, and I just thought, you know, so then after midnight, then, you know, we come back to the 7 o'clock for the speech. You know, because you give the whole talk at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm saying, like... there were people that stayed in the back. Actually, when I left, there were already people, they had the ropes up, and there were people already lined up for the morning speech. They were going to stay there, like, all night long, you know, for the next, like, 5 hours. They were just going to wait there so they could be in the front row for the next morning, you know. And, yeah, I'm just going to go upstairs and sleep a little bit. You know, and then all the shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of it, I'm just like, wow, what would that be right now? 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 shoes,
Yeah,
how many black shoes are there? How many brown shoes are there? Right. And I learned I tie my shoes together, and I try to find like a plant or something that you can, you know, put it like in the corner there, so I'm,
tell them to just come in.
They just take their shoes off, and then you come back, and you see people like, listen to them. And some people are just like, oh, well, you know, I was a pair of black shoes. Well, there's a black pair. Like, it's all equal. It's not the right size. But, you know.
It was quite fun.
Yeah.
Also, I have one experience. I was in New York City. And it was in the rainy season.